in terms of finding peer mentorship, I think being proactive is a good first step. So, you know, I'm often asked, well, how do you form these kind of networks? It's really about just being friendly, being inquisitive. You know, going up to maybe somebody who's a couple years older than you and saying, oh, you know, I read your papers, or I, you know, see that you've done a lot of great things. You know, how have you been able to do that? And just finding out from not only people in your community, but when you go to conferences and meetings, you know, take advantage of when there's an open poster session and there's somebody who you think has been doing a good job in their career. Just take a moment and ask them, you know, how have you managed to be able to do this? You know, what do you have, any tips? Do you have any tricks? You know, anytime I go to a meeting in my institution, I see somebody that is new or that I, you know, don't know that well, or even somebody that I do know, I'll ask them, you know, do you have any tips for me? How do you manage your time? How do you manage your email? You know, the nice thing about our community is that people are always willing to extend themselves, and, you know, I think we're all in a common struggle and a common mission to try and do good for patients and to advance the science. And if you can help out somebody else, then I think that, you know, feels good to people. People, I think, want to mentor.